With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Milwaukee, start your engines. It's time to talk about all things racing. NASCAR, IndyCar, sports cars, and Formula One. This is the Final Inspection Show, presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now, here's your host, Steve Zocchi.
And welcome to the Final Inspection Show. I am Steve Zocchi, along with the Polish Pipe Bomb, Jeff Orlowski.
What's happening, Steve?
So what's going on?
Absolutely nothing. There's no sports. There's nothing. This is awful.
So, you know, it's times like this, you kind of, there's a curiosity factor. Okay, just what are they going to do? So on the way in today, well, let's see what's on NASCAR and Sirius. They're playing last year's Fields of Honor 400, 500 from Atlanta. Okay, yawn. I never understood the, you know, if something's, there's a rain out, let's play last year's. Because number one, it has a tendency to cause confusion.
Yeah.
Especially for the very casual fan. Maybe that's by design. Who knows? But I'm thinking, you know, it's like, why not put something on a little bit earlier? Put something on pre-2001. Let them see a senior race or something. I don't know. Just a thought. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I get it. I get it. You know, I think the reason why they do it is they don't want to confuse people with changes and all that, even though with the way that these drivers are swapping rides year in, year out, you're going to do it anyway. But, you know, anytime there's a rain out and you got to play an old race, I'm like you, I'd prefer it be a race from earlier, but you know.
It doesn't necessarily have to be like old, but maybe a couple years.
Yeah, know. But, you know, we're not the casual fan.
No, we're not.
So it is what it is, but I'd rather watch an older race than listen to those talking heads go at it for 4 hours talking about nothing.
Filling time.
Yeah. You know.
Let's interview this guy. Let's interview the guy who qualified 34th.
Let's see what Timmy Hill thinks about world political issues.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the worst is when they have nothing to say and they just plug sponsors. Okay, whatever.
You know, it's obnoxious.
I understand you should plug a sponsor, but let's be a little more creative. And, you know, we all know the stigma that's been attached to NASCAR. So,
oh yeah.
For God's sakes, it was an SNL skit, wasn't it, a few years ago?
Probably. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in 20 years.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I feel bad for my wife, though, because this was supposed to be the debut of the Husky Chocolate Special. Marcus Erickson.
Okay.
So,
you know, I think auto racing is the sport that this, you know, quarantine, this no fans allowed. It would have suited auto racing more than any other. I understand why basketball canceled. These guys are sweating all over each other. It's full contact. When you're in racing, you know, obviously there's barriers between you and your competitors and stuff like that. If you're not going to allow any fans in there, you can sit there, and NASCAR changes their rules every single week. And, you know, usually we give them hell about it. But what they could have done is sat there and just taken out where pit stops don't count against you. And, you know, okay, we'll allow you to pit two times, or, you know, we'll have, if the stage is 60 laps long, you know, mandatory yellow at lap 30, 60, 90, 120, split up the final stage however you want. To keep these guys separate, what they could have done is sit there and have like a third of the teams come down pit road, a third of the teams pit in their garage stall, and a third of the teams pit somewhere out in the parking lot. And you could have kept these guys completely separate from each other and everything like that. You wouldn't have had to worry about loose wheels because they'd have time to hit it with the gun, use a torque wrench to torque them on, you know. So then the only reason why you're coming in for an unscheduled pit stop is a mechanical issue or damage. And, okay, if that happens, then you're screwed. But you could have ran the races. And with no college basketball, no NBA, no baseball, no nothing, it could have been a huge, huge, just, you know, needle of interest into this sport. It would have been an adrenaline shot that could have given NASCAR, you know, this is one of the chances that they had. If they could have ran this week, next week, it could have gave them a shot to try to save their next TV deal. Instead, you know, now they're in the same boat that they were before, and they're going to get their legs, you know, completely cut out from under them. So I think it's a completely blown opportunity for the world of auto racing.
Here's two things. Two things would have been, let's say, a significant amount of people, especially fans, got exposed. Well, it wouldn't be fans, but let's say the support personnel got, you know, Bob Johnson, who was the ticket, or not the ticket taker, but, you know, some type of security guy or whatever, or, you know, some, you know, the general media would have found out, and then you would have had to, oh, I can't believe that. Everybody else took off, but what, the rules don't apply to NASCAR or IndyCar? And that's what the spin would have been.
But, you know, you have these
and
guys.
And that's why they stopped. They were ready to run. But then when all the sponsors go, well, yeah, we'd like to run too, but, you know, there were outside influences that said, you know, we can't run this thing. Because Penske with St. Pete, we'll be talking to Eddie Lapine, who was actually down there when the race was canceled. I thought he gave a very interesting point on, was it late Thursday or was it early Friday, where he said, you know, we understand where the St. Petersburg mayor was coming from with the no fans. We don't have a problem with that. We will abide by the wishes of them and the health department, blah, blah, blah. However, we still plan on racing because at that time, the PGA was still on and Disney World was still open. You know what changed? PGA went away and they closed Disney World. So there you go.
You know,
once those two dominoes fell, they were kind of painted in the corner. Well, you can't be the only thing running.
Why?
Because that's not the world we live in. Do I agree with that? No, but
you know, you have the select media and you sit there and
you cut access down.
Like absolute crazy. So you've got, you know, Bob Pockrass there, you've got Jeff Gluck, you've got a few others. David Land, of course, you know, he gets a pass to anything he wants to go to. But you sit there and you completely limit the access. Then you make the guys sign a waiver. You know, you get sick and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, blah, 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 it's on you. You know, enter at your own risk. But you have to run. You have to run. This is their shot. It was their shot. And they blew it. And
if they would have stayed, if the other two events would have stayed on, perhaps or a few other decisions were made where a few other things were going to stay open. But when you have everything shutting down, you can't be the only one open, because then the look is like, okay, well, why are they open then? Don't they care? For, like I said, doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong. That's the perception, and the powers to be understood that. So let's you know what? Let's take a step back. You got the president. You have everybody else. You can kind of, everybody's going, okay, we're going to pull this together. Okay, everybody, Team America, you know, we're all going to, let's all pitch in. Let's do this. If you're sick, stay home, quarantine, you know, everybody, we get through this together. Hopefully, best case scenario, this is not a prediction, but best case scenario and everything, about May, you're going to start to trickle, you know, you're going to open up the faucet a little bit. And then hopefully by May 15th, things really start picking up and we start returning to some normalcy. Whereas your people that are still at risk have to, you know, quarantine themselves and be careful, but the general population can kind of get back to their life. That's my feeling. I could be wrong. We could be all dead in 6 months. It ain't going to happen. But I'm thinking, you know, everybody's the line. You know what the line in the sand is Memorial Day. Because that's when everything really starts kicking in a high gear. Not only here, but everywhere. Indy 500, Coca-Cola 600. You get all these, you know, other things in play. That's when, you know, that summer sports season. And we'll see what happens.
Well, that's the rumor now with baseball, is they're talking, you know, Memorial Day being basically opening day. And,
you know, it doesn't matter for Milwaukee. Our opening day is always filled, and the attendance has been very good last few years. But that could really help are your Kansas City Royals, maybe even the Florida Marlins or the Miami Marlins now. You know, teams that have struggled to bring in crowds. Those we've seen the video late April. You know, you look at the, you know, Brewers are playing the Marlins and you got what, 4,000 people there, if that. You can almost hear every person in the crowd yelling. You know, I mean,
yeah, this they have opening day with a huge crowd. Game two, there's no one there,
and this could be a plus. I mean, how many years has this been a discussion on sports radio shows across the U.S. about maybe condensing schedules? How many times? I mean, 162 baseball games. You know, it used to be 154. That sounds pretty good. Remember when the NBA played 50 games? That was nice. I like that.
That season was good.
That was a good season. It kept your, because what is the shortest season around? Football. Now they're even trying to tweak that, but football was basically, you know, Labor Day to Valentine's Day, boom, and then you're done, and people are wanting more. What's the old adage in showbiz? You know, have the audience wanting more. Well, that's not the case really with baseball. Even NASCAR somewhat. NASCAR, you're going from February to November. So there's speculation now, we'll talk about that in the next segment, about maybe a lot of these seasons and that are going to be running to Christmas on the motorsport side. What is basketball going to do? You know, if they're off till May, let's just case of argument, May 15th, you know what? Why not do a playoff, just start the playoffs, but everybody's in. And then your team, your lesser teams, your more scrub teams that aren't, they're outside looking in right now, your Sacramentos and other teams and that, Minnesota and that. I mean, they'll you do a best of three or something, it's not going to be better than having to filling out the season for those guys. But you can condense the season. You have playoff basketball, get the non-playoff teams to qualify, expand the field, and go from there. I think it would work out. And you know what? The NBA is a flush in money. That's not an issue. They can help these teams that are having it. If, let's say, a Minnesota and some of these other teams that are struggling, not really the Knicks so much, but You know, there's other teams out there too that may not qualify or ain't doing well. If those teams that are losing games are in financial issue, the NBA can step in. So,
you know, I'm all for condensing the schedule. You know, we've talked a lot about the NASCAR, and yes, it's 36 races, but it goes on too long.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's, you know, 9 or 10 months long of a season, that's why I want to see him race on Wednesday night somewhere. And start having
this could be a way at that. This might be an option,
you know,
for them.
Weeknight racing. But so yes, that could help. But you know, part of it is I'm pissed off because my kids are off school for the next 3 weeks. I'm pissed off that there's nothing to watch on television because all sports are canceled. You know, I'm just pissed. And all I was looking forward to was, oh, I finally will have about 4 hours on Sunday where I can tell my kids to shut up and go away, and all I have to do is watch cars turn left at an amazing track such as Atlanta with the tire wear, and, you know, the races have been good out there lately, and you know, for NASCAR following up the hell of a race that they had at California, or Auto Club, whatever the hell you want to call it. You know, but I'm pissed.
All right, there you have it. Jeff is pissed. We'll take a break and come with more on the Final Inspection Show brought to you by, of course,
the legendary
Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. We'll be talking about more of that as we continue into the show.
This is Final Inspection with Steve Zocchi. Presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show. Steve Zocchi, along with
Jeff Orlowski,
the Polish pipe bomb.
Yeah.
I wanted to give you that extra pregnant pause.
Well, I appreciate it. I look pregnant.
So, how has this affected us personally? Well, of course, anybody who's working full-time, it's affected you in different things that are happening at work and whatnot, and a lot of companies cutting down travel and doing all sorts of stuff like that. For me, you know, not too much. I didn't have too much scheduled right now in the short-term future. But there's people like Jeff here who actually was going to go to Florida and now is not.
Yep, was going to leave a week from tomorrow and spend the kids' spring break down in Clearwater. And that's getting canceled, so sitting there and fighting with VRBO and all that stuff to try to get refunds and all that. So, you know, that's been great. Alice Cooper concert got postponed.
Oh, it did. Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so that is that sucks. And 3 weeks off minimum for the kids from school. That sucks. So yeah, it's hitting me pretty hard here, Steve.
As I praying for you regarding those kids being home all day.
Yeah.
Jumping on you.
I'm gonna send them to your house.
No one's there. They can pet the dogs.
That's fine. Just you know, I'll send them with a couple boxes of Cheez-Its, and they could sit there and yeah, have a dog day.
Let's walk through a few things. I was taking some screen prints as this thing was unfolding late in the week here, And it was a Thursday morning when the Miami-Dade County declared a state of emergency regarding the COVID-19 for those. Of course, it's the coronavirus. And they had postponed. They said they were postponing the race, but then NASCAR said, well, no, we're just going to ban the fans. And so, okay, we're good for that. And then Sebring, the first thing that canceled the major stuff was the WEC, World Endurance Championships. Those are sports cars. The European car that raced twice here in the U.S. And it was coming because of the travel ban that Trump had announced starting yesterday. So there's still a lot. Most of the drivers are still in Europe. Well, we might be able to go to the U.S., but we can't get back. So WEC said, you know what? We're going to cancel that part because that was being held in conjunction with 12 hours of Sebring. So they run the WEC race. I think it was an 8 or 12-hour race on Friday. And then Saturday is the 12 hours of Sebring. And then shortly thereafter, then 12 hours of Sebring said, you know what? And I like this. They said, we're going to postpone it, reschedule it, and they rescheduled it to the weekend of November 11th through the 14th. Should be safe by then, I hope.
Yeah.
So IMSA said, you know, fine, you know, let's, all right, we're not going to fool around. Let's just reschedule it, this and that. And this is where we're kind of getting, where it gets a little dicey here now. So NHRA postponed the Gator Nationals. You had, let's see here. Then we had the St. Pete and then the Atlanta situation. Now, and I mentioned this in the previous segment about IndyCar, which we were going to run it without the fans because PGA, Disney World's open. Well, guess what? PGA canceled, Disney World canceled. When I heard that, I knew IndyCar was going to cancel, which they did, as did NASCAR in very short order, as did the World of Outlaws, who was out in California. Of course, California is, I think, second or third hardest hit so far, along with the state of Washington, which I believe has the most. So they postponed their California swing, as did USAC. USAC was also scheduled to be out in California in the next couple of weeks. So not only that, it's interesting, but you know, and this is, you know, just real tedious little stuff, but I mean, all sorts of stuff. Talk about the NCAA tournament. Okay, the NCAA tournament, fantastic television, a lot of sports fans. I'm not a huge college basketball fan all year long. I love the tournament, though. It's condensed, you know, play or die, basically, move on to the next round. It's riveting. It's entertaining. The games are short. Of course, it stretched out last couple of years with the replay, but that's another debate entirely. But it's bim, bam, boom. That Thursday, Friday is awesome. I mean, when you have, you know, 32 games going on and, you know, the staggered starts and everything, I just think it's rollicking. And the fans and the nation has certainly responded to that. But, you know, what's the other thing? It's probably, what, next to the Super Bowl, the number one gambling event in the U.S. Would you not agree?
Yeah, yeah.
Probably Super Bowl first and then the NCAA, I think, tournament is second.
Yeah, I think so. You know, for me, it all starts, and I love college basketball. I watch it year round, or, you know, season long, I should say. And, you know, if I'm sitting at home and, you know, there could be pick any NBA game you want, and then Little Sisters of the Poor up against some other school I never heard of, I'll watch that instead of the NBA. And I love it. And, you know, so for me, the NCAA tournament starts with the conference tournaments because, you know, you get upsets and you get these one bid leagues where, you know, a team that, you know, came in ranked eighth, knocks out the number one, wins the tournament, and now all of a sudden they're going dancing. And granted, they're a 16 seed and they're going to get murdered in the first round, but still they're there.
Right.
And, you know, I love it. And it's college hoops from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. And so that took all my fun from last week away. Tomorrow, you know, was supposed to be watching Atlanta and then watching Selection Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Big Ten championship games.
People take off of work.
You know, yeah. And it's awful. And, you know, yes, I'll gamble on sports. So, you know, is this saving me money? Sure. I in the long run, I'm sure it is. But, you know, it's just, it's one hell of a price to pay, man. You know, you never thought, at least I never imagined a time when there would be zero sports to talk about. You know, my seventh grade kids' volleyball has all been canceled. You know, so all her tournaments, all her practices, my 10 and 7 year old swim class canceled. Everything is canceled. There is nothing to do. And starting last winter when we had all that polar vortex and it was negative 8 million and they kept shutting down the schools because it was too cold. They had a couple days. Oh, yeah, you know, we had these extra days built in. They won't have to get made up. And then after that, it was like, well, we'll just have days when these kids can just work at home and they'll still get credit for it so we don't have to extend the schedule come summertime. And I told my wife, I said, just wait. I said, this is the start. And so now they've got the next 3 weeks off of school. One of those weeks is spring break. The other two are, you know, work from home on your Chromebook or, you know, whatever right. the hell they give you for the school year. And, you know, again, will it extend the school year into June longer? No. You know, they call it school.
Well, especially with the national now state of emergency, I think the maximum of days you have to be that the state has and then the federal rules, you know, you have to be in school, you have to have class so many days, blah, 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 blah. You know, that you were mentioning, I think those might be waived, so. It'll be interesting to see. There's so many layers to this. And, well, let's find out what's going on. Let's see what's going on in the world of NASCAR regarding how are we going to reschedule this, what's next. Let's talk to Dennis Michelson. We'll be talking to him next in the next segment, see what's going on and see where do we go from here. We'll also be talking with Eddie Lapine in the beginning of the next hour, who actually was able to get an interview with Roger Penske. So, we'll be hearing from Roger Penske from an interview from last week from Eddie. So a lot of entertaining things coming up on the Final Inspection Show brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway and Union Grove. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to the Final Inspection Show. Steve Zottke along with Jeff Orlowski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Easy for you to say.
I know. I'm getting it. My mouth is ahead of my brain right now. Let's talk to Dennis Michelson from D-Mike Media, frontstretch.com. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. It's been pretty busy week here with so much going on in the world of sports. You know, just got done posting our podcast about extreme ironing from Birmingham, Alabama, and very unhappy that the Cooper's Hill cheese roll was canceled.
Shocking.
This weekend. I was looking forward to reporting on that, but so far it looks like the camel racing from Bahrain is a go. So we'll have lots to talk about next week on, you know, on the old radio show.
So, give me a guess. I want the Dennis Michelson guess. When will the next NASCAR race be?
I am going to make a guess that will astonish people, because I am going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say that this crisis in about week to 2 weeks will be deemed to be overblown, and or that because we made all these great moves, mm-hmm. we have staved off our death and destruction. And I think we will be back to racing by maybe the third week of April. It's going to take a while to kind of ramp things up. And I think IndyCar took the smart route with how they did it. And I think the one positive that we might see out of this with the IndyCar season is that they're going to learn from experience now that extending the season farther into the fall is actually a good thing. But no, that's my prediction. But you know who's to blame for all of this coronavirus, don't you?
I was going to blame Jeff.
Yeah, it's my fault.
It's even easier for you guys to really jump on board with this because it's the state of Illinois, and I'll explain why. So the state of Illinois for years has had legal casinos here in the state, but they've been dilly-dallying about allowing sports betting in this state. They legalized sports betting, and the very first sports bet was made this week by Eddie Olczyk in Des Plaines, Illinois, first legal sports bet in the state. And what happened the next day? The NBA closes down, the NCAA tournament closes down, and the entire sporting world closes down. I'm a cause and effect guy. We didn't have sports gambling here in Illinois. Our governor saw it as a great way to bring in more tax revenue, and what happens? The whole sports world closes down.
Well, that's because he bet the White Sox.
Well, that is also, you can actually blame it on a bet on the White Sox for closing down all of sports. It's been pretty incredible.
This is, you know what, speaking of Chicago baseball, this could be an interesting bet. Who has more wins, the White Sox or the Cubs this year?
This year, if they do play a full season of 162 games, I'm actually expecting it to be a lot closer than usual.
Yeah.
And I'm expecting the White Sox to just narrowly beat the Cubs.
Well, and this is the other reason why the baseball season is postponed, because for the first time ever, I actually did some fantasy baseball prep and actually kind of updated my list and everything. And the reason why I say that, there's a lot of Chicago White Sox on that fantasy baseball cheat sheet. That's pretty, that was a lot higher than some Cubs players. And, you know, they got some young Turks coming up with a lot of talent. It'll be interesting to see how that pairs out.
Yeah, I think you're looking at that, going to be the case. And, people have been kind of critical of me joking about NASCAR and IndyCar and stuff closing down. And I just want to say I'm not worried about the big guys. Okay,
right.
The big guys in racing are going to be fine. The ones I'm worried about right now are the short track racers. We were just going to start to see the short track seasons starting in a lot of states at the end of this month or even just this weekend. And we're seeing a lot of these short track events closing down.
Dennis, I'm not worried about that because 75% of them were either rained or snowed out anyways for the last 10 years, it seems like.
No, that's accurate. But I think some people are going to take a hit if they don't quickly pull the plug. If nothing happens and the politicians are worried about pulling the plug on all the, the cancellations of everything, which here's the thing, guys, and I'm not an expert on infectious diseases or anything like that, but I've seen us live through infectious diseases
mm-hmm.
that had a mortality rate of 15% or higher.
Right.
And we didn't freak out like this, where this disease is deadly to older people and people with respiratory illnesses. Their death percentage of people with respiratory illnesses, it's going from zero to death in like 24 hours over in Italy right now. But for younger people, there's no harm. Like, people are living through this at a remarkable rate, and it's not attacking kids. And that's where, I get what they're trying to do, and I understand that. And I understand that NASCAR had to cancel, even though they were on site and ready to race without fans. I understand that IndyCar had to cancel. I really feel for the Road to Indy guys. They've already spent money of being on the track down there in St. Pete. You know, my guy Braden Eaves, Indy Pro 2000 this year, the champ last year in the lower division in Road to Indy, he was fastest on the board. They were already on track. They were getting ready to grid up for their first race. And then 2 hours before race time for their first race, the whole pole, the plug was pulled for the whole weekend. They already spent their money on travel, on, food and hotels and everything. The team spent all that money to get down there. Now they're not going to cash a purse check. These teams are on, and a lot of these drivers are on such a small margin of survival that those are the guys I worry about right now. And Road to Indy, some of the best racing we have right now, but if you look at the number of teams, it's very fragile right now. You lose one or two teams in that division, and you're done with the Road to Indy, and that's where I'm really scared right now for racing as a whole. The big boys are going to have to do something to take care of the little guys, just like we're seeing NBA players like the Greek Freak taking care of the people that work at the arena. I think we need to see the same thing from the big guys in racing, finding a way to take care of the little guys.
Yeah, I want to expand on that. You want us to hang over for another segment, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely, guys.
Okay,
absolutely.
Let's take a quick break here. Yeah, let's take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Dennis Michelson coming up next on the Final Inspection Show.
This is Final Inspection with Steve Zocchi, presented by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back to the Final Inspection Show. Steve Zotke along with Jeff Orlowski joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It is Dennis Michelson. Dennis, bad news, another cancellation. We got the 42nd annual Ferrari Literature Art and Model Expo March 24th that my wife was going to be selling at has canceled. It was going to be held Saturday, March 21st at the Continental Auto Sports in Hinsdale. And we were talking about financial issues around this with cancellations and everything. That is true because, I mean, it's not going to break us, but that's a pretty good show. I mean, for the stuff we're trying to sell in that, it was probably a top three or four show in the Midwest for guys with some deep pockets and aren't afraid to spend money. It was a good show. And then we're talking about St. Petersburg. You're talking about the Road to Indy guys. You know, there's a local guy here who does a lot of selling with team apparel and promotional stuff. They're down there in St. Pete with five figures of inventory and that for the teams and that. And the teams are looking to get something back from that too, and that's gone too. So I mean, there's a lot of layers to this, and I think that's real important. What we're seeing with the President and Congress trying to do is not to kind of hold off the financial ramifications, or trying to help this, and you saw this with the Bucks with Giannis, and you've seen this with Kevin Love and some other players, helping out the part-time guys that work at the stadiums and this and that. I think you're going to be seeing more of that. And it's interesting to see, where we might be racing and sports world might be back in 30 days. That could cause problems though financially for this nation, can it?
Oh, absolutely. And I'm just looking at it with some of the groups that I work with. Our Danville Dashers hockey team here, we had a triple header weekend scheduled. And between the three games, we're going to be pretty close to 5,500 people in attendance, almost sold out for tonight's game, which was a cancer benefit for a young cancer patient. So all of that money will not go to that cancer patient, Lincoln. Thankfully, Lincoln just got out of the hospital today. So we were excited about that. But there's a lot of these events, a lot of these things going on. There's a consignment auction here in town that one of the local farming organizations holds every year. It's about 70% of their revenue to run their non-for-profit, which does a lot of great things. And that event has to be canceled. I mean, there's a lot of ripple effects of this. And yes, it's great that, you know, there's going to be some tax law changes and stuff to put more money in people's pockets, and all of that stuff is great. But it's playoff hockey time right now for minor league hockey. They end their seasons a little earlier than the NHL does. Playoff hockey is the difference between a team breaking even or making a few bucks during the season. And now there's the fear that that's all gone. The ultimate Frisbee team, the ultimate Frisbee season was supposed to start in early April. My first game to call was April 25th. And right now in the state of Illinois, the governor has banned large gatherings until May the 1st. We fall into that because our capacity of our stadium is large enough to warrant that. So all of these groups and leagues are having everything thrown into a flux right now. And the thing is, we're not staying home. Like, look at the mobs at the grocery stores hoarding everything under the sun. I mean, there was a lady at the local Meijer last night that came in and bought two cases of Chef Boyardee products, the microwavable stuff that, you know, doesn't have to be refrigerated. Has a freshness date until the year 2035.
I think you that know, has a better chance of killing you than the COVID-19 does.
Well, this is what I'm saying, is we're exposing ourselves to all of these people because we don't have common sense. And maybe that's why we're not allowed to race. We're not allowed to have any sporting events anymore, because 10 years ago when these epidemics happened and the germs came to the U.S., we all had the common sense to say, okay, you know, if I'm a vulnerable person who could be harmed by this virus, I'm going to stay away from that event. And the event went on. And amazingly, the number of people that got sick didn't balloon, and, you know, we didn't drop over dead and all that kind of stuff. There were a lot of people killed with the H1N1, but I don't remember anything happening. We've had like hundreds of people, not thousands of people, die with this, and everything has been shut down. We're just getting paranoid. And my big concern is, yes, we're gonna cause maybe the flattening of the curve, and we're not going to overwhelm our medical system, but we're going to overwhelm our financial systems. And are we going to be, you know, worse off in the end run because maybe we have fewer people dying of coronavirus, but those same people die of hypertension and heart attacks and everything else because they're so stressed out from all of this talk about the pandemic. I mean, there's ripple effects to everything. The sporting world and auto racing are going to hurt big time. And our friends over at Great Lakes Dragaway.
Yeah, we got about 3.5 minutes left in the hour here, Dennis. Everybody's got to go out and get their 800 rolls of toilet paper. Let's look back at last week and the amazing racing we saw at Auto Club. That was one hell of a race, wasn't it?
Well, we've seen great racing, actually, the last couple of weeks. You know, Phoenix was good, Auto Club was good, and now all of a sudden, you know, this is the luck of NASCAR in recent years. You get some momentum, you get some actual good racing on the track, and then kaboom, everything gets shut down. Right before one of my favorite tracks, Atlanta, that I think was going to put on a heck of a show. And like you said earlier, Jeff, NASCAR, if they were the only thing on the air today, because they've changed the race to Saturday, if they were the only thing on TV tonight, they would have had a huge audience.
Yep.
And they're missing out on that chance. And I don't think it kept a single person in NASCAR healthier. by doing this, unless somebody tested positive for the virus on some team. We just haven't been told that yet.
Yeah, I agree with you. And like I said, you know, they change the rules every week. So, you know, put a third of the teams on pit road, a third in a parking lot, and a third in a garage. And that way nobody's close enough to each other to spit on each other or whatever. And you make them all sign waivers. But, you know, this, it seems like one of their only chances to save their next TV deal. And, again, it just didn't happen.
Well, racers go out there 200 miles an hour, not afraid to flip a car over. I don't think they're going to be that concerned about a virus that isn't killing healthy people. So, you know, racers take their chance every single day. The pit crew members jump out in front of a 3,000-pound car going 50 miles an hour expecting it to stop, and it doesn't always do that. And they've got a safety helmet to protect them. I don't think they're too concerned about a virus. Yeah, it's serious. I'm not making light of all this, but we take risks in everything we do every day.
Yep, I agree.
That is true. All right, Dennis, well, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on, and look forward to chatting with you next week. And we'll break down the 1964 Daytona 500. How about that?
Oh, man. Lloyd Ruby was just unbelievable in that regard.
All right. So, all right, we'll chat with you next week. Looking forward to it. You want to plug anything?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone. Just like that.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yep.
I pulled the quick hook on him.
You did. Well, let's take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk with Eddie Lapine and his interview with Roger Penske, which could have been, looks like it's going to be the last event for a few weeks, that Amelia Island.
Yeah, well,
and then there's also a debate going on. Should they even have had the event last week? So,
well, before we get into that, Dennis Michelson, he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Is your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
When we come back, we'll talk to Eddie Lapine coming up next on the Final Inspection Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.